Hello, and welcome back to the Dungeons & Dragons Podcast UK. My name is Yasmin, and I will be the DM.
Hi, my name's Colin, and I play Kewin de Greymont, a paladin from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Spencer. I play Caddo Chasseur, a cleric also from Gavany.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I play Ogvar Shorefoot, a ranger from Keswick.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I play Elora Greyvale, a sorcerer from Nephalia.
In episode 59, it was barely brunch when the friends fell into the running rhino. Caddo and Kewin ordered sausages, which soon arrived and were subsequently swiftly snacked upon, whilst Elora took time to herself and continued to entertain her journal with entries. Ogvar made an awkward attempt at social skills with a tearful Arvis, who was still struggling to come to terms with the shock and tragedy of suddenly losing her closest companions. After talking terms with Mr. Marks, Leopold went off to complain to the ferry operator, but was left frustrated after a fiery fight of words over the Ospid River crossing fracas. The wagons rolled out once more, and the five-hour hop to Selhoff passed peacefully. Everyone had seemingly had enough disruption for one day. Episode 60. Cocktail Concoctions and Slimy Sacks.
So, you get to the entrance of Selhoff. You've travelled downhill. You had this beautiful view over the top of this city. It's very much shaped kind of like a V-shaped valley down to a kind of port at the opening, which kind of almost cuts into the sea. And there are lots of tall buildings, lots of tall twisting spires, and you've been able to see all these kind of floating, flapping banners trailing and kind of snapping in the wind. Looking at the banners, you can see quite a few for symbols of Absin, and you can also see quite a few banners which have got what appears to be house crests on them, you can imagine. You can just about make out from distance like little shield shapes and perhaps some animals on them. When you look at these buildings where the flags are, the banners are flying from the top of them, you can see that most of these buildings, while they have the church of the symbol of Avacyn on them, they also have a house banner, so it's like they've got two banners on each kind of spire almost. As you reach the city gates, it's quite an imposing kind of big wall. It's made out of very dark stone, and you've got these big hanging banners of on blue with wolf heads on them. When you get to the gate, you can see that there are several guards. There's let's say about six guards hanging around the gate. And as you get there, they hold a hand up. Whoa there! And they start talking to Leopold. You can see Leopold has a little chat. And it's not long before you're waved through and you enter the city of Selhoff. As you enter the city, the road which you were on was hard compressed earth, and it transitions into cobblestones. So you've no longer got this really kind of smooth journey. It's now a little bumpy. You can see where kind of dirt's been compacted in between the cobbles. So it's fairly smooth, but you've still got the odd occasional cobble which is sticking up slightly, which causes the carriage to jolt. You have lots of sounds of street vendors, merchants, blacksmiths, and Leopold navigates you through the streets from the front, taking you a fair way into the city, and you reach the Selhoff branch of Contract Valor. A Again, it's this very imposing building. It is an aspired building. It's a large, two-story tall building, big and blocky, with the kind of black and gold colours that you've come to expect from Contract Valor. What are you doing?
We're all asleep on the wagon.
Well, we're going to get off. I suppose that's it. Should we ask Leopold if he needs a bit of a hand, or should we just take a leave?
We're on a different carriage. We can't hear him.
Yeah, you're on a different carriage, entirely different carriage to us.
Okay.
Or wagon, even.
Well, I'll get off then.
Yeah, let's all get off a wagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alora's going to pop down off the back wagon with Zest to get down as well.
We changed our order, haven't we?
We changed the order. I think Esther was on the middle, because you and Arvus were on the back.
Oh, yes. Okay, cool.
Yep. We had a move around, didn't we?
We did.
So Alora's going to hop down off the back carriage sort of nudge Arvus to encourage her to do the same.
Yep, she follows you down. She's been very quiet. She's been approaching Selhoff, quite subdued. Kieran's got down from the carriage?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll get down.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So everyone's kind of getting down from the carriage. Esther will follow you off, Ogvar.
Okay, yep. Yeah, Ogvar will just jump down and have a bit of a stretch and walk over to us. Where exactly is the head of the troll?
Oh, yes. Hold on a moment. So go and fetch the sack that was hanging off the side of the wagon.
Ogvar will take a few steps back and it's a little bit ripe after a day or two of that.
As you swing it round, you also swing a cloud of flies around.
Nice.
Look, pity they weren't fireflies.
Oh, it's got an ear sticking out through a hole.
I'm glad it's only the ear.
Right, we need to get all of our stuff off these wagons, guys.
Yes.
Because we've got quite a bit of stuff on these wagons now. There's fireflies, there's apothecary stores, there's bits of spare armour. We've got quite a lot of stuff, haven't we? Poor old Leopold's been carrying as much of our stuff as he has of his own.
Yes, but it does show that these old wagons are quite handy, aren't they?
Yeah, I reckon we should get one.
Leopold?
Yes.
Do you need a hand for us to... I mean, we can tag our stuff off here. We'll do that. We'll take that out of your way. But do you need any help with anything?
No, thank you. We are absolutely fine. No, we're all good. I'll be carrying on over to my apothecary.
Oh, is it yours?
Yeah, it's been in the family for a couple of generations now.
Oh, I thought. Sorry, it's my mistake. I thought that maybe you were doing this for somebody else. I thought you just transferred goods for people.
No. Mers Merchant's been in the family for a good couple of years now. My father managed it before I did, and now I've taken it over. We specialise in apothecary supplies. We're general merchants. We do a bit of public trading, but we tend to do bulk buy.
Oh, okay, that's really interesting. Funny, we travelled all this way, and I guess I never really asked.
That's the funny thing about life, isn't it? You can spend all your life with someone, and you never know much about them.
No, that's very true. Yeah. Hmm. Oh, but that's really interesting here.
So, we'll just drop you off here, because obviously I'm guessing you're probably going to be heading to the guild. I've got to go in, I'll sign off your contract, so you guys can get paid. And then, doodle pip, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe we can do business again. Maybe our paths will cross again. I mean, we're in Selhoff. I would imagine that we'll be here for a short while before we... I mean, we've got to move on as well, but, you know, we've got a few things to do here, so...
It would be a pleasure.
Where do you stay when you're here? Have you got a house?
Yeah, Mers Merchants.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's got a house above the warehouse and the shop.
Oh, well, maybe we'll look in, or maybe we'll pop in, or... see you or something before we go, anyway.
It would be a pleasure.
Well, okay, thank you, Leopold.
No worries, I'm just going to pop in and get it all signed off then. I'll be back out in a minute. Just get your stuff off and just get yourself sorted. I'm sure the lads will want to say bye.
Yeah, sure. Okay, thanks. All right, then we'll probably catch you later.
And he turns and he enters into the guild. And as he opens the door, you hear this kind of wall of noise emerge. And the door shuts again and cut off into the street. Okay.
Guys, do we know if Mr. Marks was paying cash?
Well, the guild that pay.
Guys, did you know that Leopold's got his own business here?
Yeah, he lives above it in a flat above the warehouse. Ricky told me.
Oh. I just didn't realise.
I'm just aware Leopold negotiated separately with Mr. Marks, didn't he?
Yes. Should we go over and talk to Mr. Marks?
I think it's probably worthwhile. Just make sure he's happy that we've actually finished the service. Although Leopold's happy to drop us here, Mr. Marks might want to escort it all the way to wherever it is he's headed in town.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, Mr. Marks, are we finished with a little job for you now, or do you need anything else?
He looks at you and he gives you kind of a searching gaze, and he goes, your job is quite done.
Okay, awesome. Do we get the money from you or from the guild?
No, I've been paying you privately.
Okay, awesome.
Give me a minute and I'll get it sorted for you.
No problem, sir, young sir. No problem at all.
As I'm stood there swinging with an ogre's head in a sack.
Surrounded by flies.
I want to say miffed, but I think it's more kind of like a mix between miffed and disgusted. He's trying to mask it, but I think he's just... He looks vaguely concerned. He turns around and he starts lifting bolts of fabric up, obviously trying to search around in his wagon for... whatever he needs, possibly a store chest or a lockbox, you'd imagine. And it isn't long before he turns around and he hands you over a bag of gold. And he says, there's 50 gold per person there for you. There's 50...
250.
Yeah. So there's 250 gold in this bag. And before you can really say much else, he pulls out another bag from his pocket. He turns to Arvis. He goes, here you go, my dear. I'm terribly sorry for what happened. I suppose if you should wish to accompany me back up to Haven Girl in a couple of weeks' time, you're more than welcome to join me then. Stay in my house. I've got room. Just have a think about it. And then he turns back to his wagon and starts reorganising the bolts.
Well, I'm going to be totally oblivious. I'm just going to be stood there, happy. Happy as Larry.
Okay, well, thank you very much. That's awesome. For the time being, I'll put him in the party loot, so I can sort it all out at a later date with the lads, with the group.
Right, I reckon it's time to get in the guild and have something to drink, isn't it?
Well,
who's for a pint of something and a bite of something in the guild?
Well, that was predictable. Nothing else, that was predictable. Arvis?
Yes?
I'm taking it that you haven't got any particular plans at this point.
No.
Would you like to join us in the guild? I don't know what your plans are from here on in, but why don't you just come in and have something to drink?
I suppose so. To be honest, I might take up Mr. Marks's offer and head back up home. But obviously it's going to be a few weeks in between. A drink sounds good.
It's up to you. Right, it's now. No pressure, but we're going in there for now. So, you might as well join us while you're thinking about what it is you want to do.
I'd greatly appreciate it, yes.
Great. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, we've got contracts to clear down anyway, haven't we?
Yeah. We could have a pint and a pastry.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
They're really two things I don't think would mix well.
Right. I think if you have enough of the pints, it doesn't really matter what pastries you're eating.
But it does when they come back up.
I've never had that problem.
Oh, well, you've got a stronger stomach than me.
Well, why waste a good pastry? Anyway.
Where's that jar of fireflies? I'm picking up a jar of fireflies and wandering into the guild with it.
You're shaking it to make them glow.
Oh, yeah, I want to light up my life.
No, it's in Orland.
Is it?
I've actually got it on Orland sheets,
okay. Yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, I thought we'd put it on a wagon.
Yeah, I've got the fireflies, guys.
Does that mean every time Orland's flap opens, it glows? Is that how it works?
One or two escape and fly out the top.
It's like on the briefcase in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, it's like a portable searchlight.
Well, I've got the troll's head, so it's just the apothecary supplies.
Yeah, well, I think we've actually got to take those to the person, or are we just taking them to the guild?
No, I think all what it goes. Oh, well, was there an address on it?
Oh.
I think there was an address.
I think there was an address for the apothecary, wasn't there? But the other stuff was guild stuff, I believe.
Yeah, I think there was an address on it.
Yeah, I'll have a look and carry on.
I'm pretty sure there was an address, but I didn't tell you what the address was. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Into the guild. Anyway. We'll take the stores with us. There wasn't a lot of them, was there?
No.
No, it was just a big sack of supplies.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so you're heading into the guild. As you open the door, you're again hit by this kind of wall of sound. And the way this guild is laid out is slightly different. In you now, you had your bar and seating area to the one side, and on the other side you had your kind of office admin space with a couple of bougie lounge chairs where you could sit down and peruse what was on offer. And then directly ahead of you, you had the stairs going up. When you walk into the Sohoff Guild, the entire front area is almost this office space. It's about 15 foot deep, 20 foot deep, so it's not very deep, but the entire front kind of half of this building is just kind of quest boards. So there's all sorts of quests pinned up on the wall. You can see that on the one wall there is a kind of a local help one. And when you take a brief glance at what's on there, you can see it's things like lost cat or need help weeding, kind of local, little local things which need doing, so not high value, but just kind of like little help around the city kind of things.
Handyman jobs.
Basically, yes. And you can see when you walk in, there's actually a group of small children. They look about 7 or 8, and they're all kind of looking at this board and pulling off the odd job. So you kind of might be able to kind of inference that, you know, this is something that kids can do to get involved and start earning a bit of pocket money. It's perhaps something a bit special, special to the city. But the rest of the walls, they are plastered with various different quests, and you can see that there is some sort of order to them. You can see there's almost like a split down the middle, ones which are set in the city, ones which are set outside of the city. It looks very well organised. And to the left hand side of the room, there's a long desk, and it's almost immediately as you kind of walk in through the door, there's a long desk, a couple of employees sat behind it, and then behind them you can see that there's more workroom space, filing space, and a door which goes further in towards the left hand side of the building.
Oh, Laura's just going to soak up the scene, look at the children, give a wry smile.
Yep.
And she's just going to think to herself, actually, that's a really nice idea for the kids. It gives them something to do, and perhaps she reflects on the fact that perhaps one day they might end up being adventurers, and it could be a role that they take on. She's kind of looking into the future and imagining them where she is standing now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm not sure about you, but I would really like to get rid of this ogre's head, because it stinks.
And Laura's going to
Have
you not noticed we're all standing 6 feet away from you?
Laura's going to reach into the side pocket of her backpack, pull out her perfume, just walk towards Kewin, but at an arm's length, just go and spray it at him.
You now have the lovely scent permeating the air of rotting meat and floral perfume, just lovely combined. It's It's actually worse in some ways. Yeah.
There'll be some lovely smelling flies now.
Well, it was worth a try, right? She's going to lift the flap. She's going to turn around to Orland and just lift Orland's flap and just say, could I have that jar of fireflies, please, Orland?
Yep, sure thing.
And she's just going to get that out, produce that, and just say, I've got the fireflies, guys, but I believe there's an address that we have to deliver these to, so these are not for the guild.
No, fireflies for the guild. Apothecary stores for an address.
Oh, yeah, she's getting confused. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I knew it was one way around. A bit of a sugar rush.
Give them a shake and put them on the desk, and they'll soon look over and see who we are.
Right, yeah. I'm going to literally put the jar of fireflies onto the desk.
Yeah. There's a young man, youngish man, probably in his late 20s, behind the desk. And he looks up as you plonk this jar of fireflies down.
She's going to state the obvious and say, fireflies. I don't know how many there are. I tried counting them, but they keep moving.
Right. Okay. So I take it you're handing some completed quests in, finishing some quests, yes?
Yeah, sure. Do you want the guild card?
Yes, that'd be preferable, please.
Right, she produces the guild card and slides it across next to the firefly jar.
You want to put next to that jar?
You know what I'm writing?
He takes the card and begins entering kind of details into a big ledger and writing things down. And he's got quite a few little sheaves of paper next to him. And he starts checking things off. He goes, right, so fireflies, that's...
Yeah, this was quests from Drenau. We picked them up in Drenau.
Yes, I know that. I'm just cross-referencing here.
Oh, okay.
Thank
do
you.
Do you want a pastry?
I don't know. Do you want my job?
Just asking.
Great, an arsey clerk. Just what we want.
Right, at this point, she's just going to back off with a bit of a grump on them. I don't want my pastries.
And I'm going to nudge her. I'm going to nudge you along, okay? Don't worry, Anora. Is it for a bit of a shock?
She's going to grin at that with quite an evil grin.
So he's busy scribbling away and ticking things off on his book, ticking, obviously, your quests off, looking at what we've got. He reaches up, takes the fireflies off the desk, puts them by his chair, slides them under by his chair, and he just generally... He goes, so you've got the fireflies, carriage escort. I had Mr. Lemur, he's already confirmed that. The apothecary goods, have you delivered them yet?
No, we've still got those.
Okay, right. And it says here you undertook a troll extermination.
And I'm just gonna go. Here, go!
At which point, Alora's gonna step forward and go, with the at the clerk because he's arsey and she thought it might be amusing, so she's going to puff him with her perfume and then step back again.
He blinks in a rather confused manner, wafts his hand.
Is that the perfume or the troll?
To be honest, I'm not quite sure which is worse.
No, to be honest, neither did I.
He goes, right, troll.
Don't you want to look inside?
Not particularly. Oh. That is quite disgusting.
Yes, he worked much better when he was alive, to be honest, but...
But look, he's got two ears.
One of those days. He leaves the troll's head where it is after you've opened the bag up. Just kind of leaves it. He goes, right, okay. So, the apothecary goods, you're here at the guild. You can leave them with us, and for a 10 gold fee, we will get them delivered to location. You won't have to do it.
How much were we getting for them in the first place?
70, so that leaves 60. But do we want to go traipsing around the town?
We're about to go traipsing around the city anyway.
I think we perhaps take those ourselves.
Okay,
we might find something that we might want.
We do like to see a job through right to the end.
I can see that. Okay, so it's been delivered to Tins Tinctures. It's in the general shopping district, so if you're wandering around there anyway, you'll be able to find it easily enough. You'll have to come back once you've done that, though. Otherwise, I won't be able to pay you now. But aside from that, we have 300 gold from the troll extermination. We have 100 gold ahead for the carriage. That's 500 gold. That's what we've been paid off. And 20 gold for the firefly. So we have 820 gold. Would you like to be paid that in coinage, or do you wish to leave that within the guild for future use?
We still got Arvis with us.
Yes.
Yes.
So when he did a head count, how did he not get to 6?
Because Arvis wasn't contracted for it.
But we've
got written down. We've got written down.
Oh, just stop that.
And Leopold has only paid for the 5 of you.
You're a member of the church.
Yes, your point.
So surely you might suggesting inspiration points for the glossy issue.
I'm not suggesting dishonesty. I'm just suggesting that the clerk may have done miscounted the head. If we stand as a group of 6, you just never know what might happen. But clearly Leopold's paid for 5, so we're only going to get 5 in
there. So would you like to leave it in the guild, or would you like to take it out in coinage?
Coinage, please.
Okay. Coinage?
Yes, please.
I think so, yeah. I think
give it all to the big fella.
Yeah. Okay. So he stands up, because I'll be with just a minute, picks the sack containing the troll's head off the counter.
He can't. He ripped it in half.
No.
No, yeah.
I thought you ripped it.
I opened it out the top.
Where's the fun in that? If you'd ripped it, you'd have to pick it up by the hair.
As he lifts it... As he lifts it off the counter, you can see this kind of dark puddle of what looks like decomposing troll juice.
Brilliant.
Which has been left on the countertop. He holds it out at a full arm's length, picks up the jar of fireflies, walks through this door, this kind of open doorway behind him, to what you can assume is a storage, sorting room, safe. This is just kind of general storage area for the daily tasks. He's gone for a good few minutes, and he returns with a small pouch. Well, not a small pouch, quite a large pouch of what you assume is coins. And he drops them down directly into the puddle of troll juice.
Alora looks at him, quite disgusted at his attitude towards it all. And she is going to... excuse me, Mr. Clark, I don't know what your name is, but you owe us a sack? You've taken our sack.
Gosh, she is feisty today.
Most certainly. My apologies.
A clean one, because that was clean when we used it for the guild's business.
It was clean before she put the head in it.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have put the head in it unless we were doing it.
I might be sidling towards the bar at this stage.
Sorry.
He looks at you, and he said, well, most certainly. He walks out to the back, you hear some clunking and thumping, and he returns with the bag the troll's head was in previously. There we go, there is your equipment returned. The guild accepts no liability or responsibility for any damages undertaken in the service of the guild. This was written in the contract.
Laura's going to narrow her eyes.
Whose sack was it? Who provided the sack?
I'm not sure.
I think it's Kewin's sack.
I think
it's... in which case, it probably doesn't smell much worse than it did when we gave it to him when he took it out of the bag. Right, bar. It's time for the bar, isn't it?
Yeah, what time is it?
I think we said it was early evening when you got to Selhoff. It's probably about... you crossed over in the morning, you were slightly delayed, there was about an hour's journey left. It's actually probably about 11 o'clock in the morning.
And we've already had two breakfasts.
Yeah, because once we got... So we had... Because the ferry was in the morning, wasn't it? Did we rest after the ferry?
The ferry left at about 7.
Yes, you had an hour's rest after the ferry. While Leopold was sorting out...
Took an hour to cross, roughly, didn't it, I think?
Yeah, it took about an hour to cross. You rested for an hour afterwards, and then you carried on about an hour.
Because we fixed it. It'd be about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, no, we stopped to fix the ferry.
No.
Kewin taught the NPCs how to fight better. We had another breakfast.
No, so fixing the ferry happened on the way because you got stopped halfway through the river, so the rest of half an hour, that's what you spent on doing these bits.
So it's about 10 a.m.
We negotiated with Mr. Marks.
Yeah, it's probably about 11 by the time you rock into... town.
Yeah, so... I reckon we could argue it's time for lunch.
Oh dear.
It might be a little bit early for drinking, but we could argue it's time for lunch.
Ogvar's bracing across the front of his armour is getting a bit tight.
Well, all we've had today is two breakfasts.
His button on his trousers are looking a little bit under tension.
You want more to eat? And even I can't. What's it? And besides, I'd like to maybe clean off my armour a little bit before, because residual smell.
Yeah, we need to sit and take stock, if nothing else, don't we, people? Because we've all got stuff we need to do in town.
Yeah, I think why don't we find a quiet corner and we'll conduct whatever business we need to conduct. I mean, it's about 11 o'clock now, isn't it? It's coming towards lunchtime, but why don't we sort our business now and decide what we're going to do this afternoon?
Well, and we've offered Arvis a drink, so at least we can do is buy it for her.
Yeah, okay. Come on, Arvis, let's go and find a place, a quiet corner.
Okay. Yep, so... You wander through to the bar area. So, directly opposite the door, there was another doorway opening. And when you walk through there, you are in like a full kind of, I want to say Toby Carvery-esque kind of affair. You have a long kind of opening on the far wall where there's kind of trays and trays of food with a couple of cooks behind serving out this food, this kind of pre-cooked food which is being kept warm. On the kind of a bit further along the same wall there is a bar area. It's kind of got, you know, got wine bottles, there's alcohol, there's barrels of mead and ale, kind of big barrels just open in the room, just being drawn from directly. And the rest of the room is filled with all these round tables, rough tables, and it's fairly busy. I mean, there were quite a lot of people packed in there, but you've got this kind of random kind of parts of the flooring which are 2 foot higher than the next part, so they've been railed off and then there've been tables shoved in there and little stairs built up. So it's a bit higgledy-piggledy, multiple little different levels, but it is a big, big room.
Laura's going to wander over and go up one of the sets of small stairs to see if she can find like a singular table that's sort of stuck away on a level of its own for a bit of privacy.
Yeah, there's probably in far kind of corner near where the stairs are. There's a set of stairs in one corner which obviously go up to the next level, which is where you can assume accommodation is. There's a table over in the corner which it's got stuff piled on it, like a couple of empty plates and some empty mugs, and there's maybe like kind of like some kind of sticky patch on one of the seats from where someone's tipped some ale over and it's just gone tacky and horrible, but it's an empty table and there aren't really many people around it. Everyone's kind of gravitated towards the centre of the room and the food and drink.
Right, so as she walks across the centre of the room, she's just going to nod to people that she catches her eye as they go past, just nod and smile, and then continue through up these stairs to get to this table.
Yeah, okay.
She's gonna push all the pile up the plates and mugs and stuff and just shove them to one corner. Is there a spare table behind her or to one side of her or something?
She's gonna
pick that up and then just dump it on the next table behind or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
And then just take a seat.
Okay.
From looking around, would we assume that this guild is bigger than the one in Drunau? Is Selhoff bigger than Drunau?
Okay, so looking around the guild, The guild in Junau was very well ordered. It was very nicely set out. It was, it certainly wasn't as deep as this one is. You could say that the guild in Selhoff is quite a bit bigger. Where Junau, you had everything kind of rotating around a central promontory and everything else built around it in different kind of districts almost. Selhoff is a lot grander in scale. The buildings which you've passed are bigger. Certainly the walls when you arrived were taller, thicker, and these big buildings you can see from afar with the spires. Up close you can see that they tower high above the city, and there are numerous of these kind of really big tall spires. Obviously they're attached to like kind of towers of big buildings, but the city is large and the city is sprawling. It is
considerably
I'm say more moneyed. You can tell that merchants probably do quite a rich trade here.
More affluent then.
And there are quite a few very rich, noble houses, you can tell. As for the rest of the buildings, you haven't seen any of what you could say slums so far. You could assume there probably will be some sort of slums, you know, in a city this size. But the buildings you've been past have been very solidly built, stone buildings. Quite elegant. Most of the stone around here is very dark, so it's quite dark and oppressive, so it feels very kind of close. But you would say that everything in this city is bigger than Junau. It's probably maybe a bit smaller than the size of Thraben.
Oh, right, okay.
So Cumin, you would know Thraben is this absolutely massive, sprawling city. It's particularly opulent. Everything there is very white, clean, pure. You've got this beautiful white, giant cathedral-esque church for Avacyn. You'd have a pretty good comparison. This city is probably not far off the same kind of size. It's certainly a lot taller overall. The buildings are a lot taller around here. But then you are in this very narrow valley and everything just feels very close and compact because of that and all the dark stone.
Okay.
Yeah, this city, you know, it's almost as big as Thraben, but you feel a lot more compact sort of thing.
Well, I think it's kind of set in a valley, isn't it? I mean, as we came up, it had quite steep hillsides and a lot of the buildings were built on the side of the hillsides, weren't they?
Yeah, well, yes, I mean, I do suppose, you know, my hometown is a bit more over, you know, generous estates and stuff like that.
Well, I noticed a lot of noble house banners. In fact, if you notice on the front wall of the gates as we came in, those big banners on the walls, it was the same as the one that we saw at Osprey Point.
Hmm. Yes.
So they must oversee that from here.
They could be the main family or the magistrates or anything like that.
You know, maybe it's something we can ask somebody.
Or even the lord of this governor.
I mean, I'm curious.
Obviously, family, you know, it's the church that's in charge and whatever. So you know, everyone gravitates towards those.
Do we have to go up and get the beers ourselves, or do we? Is there table service here, or what is it?
No, you'll have to go and, well, I mean, you don't see any kind of serving wenches running around serving out beer.
Ogvar, do you and Caddo want to go and get some beers for us? Would you mind?
Actually, no reason why not.
Who's on what?
Right, well, I suppose I better have the mead, hadn't I?
And one for the bat?
Well, it's kind of killing two birds with one stone. Bats, birds, whatever, flying things.
Arvis, what's your tipple?
I don't mind, surprise me.
Oh. Esther?
There's an offer you can refuse.
Glass of wine for me, please.
A glass of wine, red or white?
Ooh, red, please.
Oh, she's a red wine woman, isn't she?
Right, okay, so a glass of red, a mead, a surprise.
Gwyn, what do you want to say? Mead or the ale?
If you have the mead, I suppose Rowan will pinch it, so I'll have the ale.
Okay, ale, no trouble at all.
Let's go then, fella.
Okay, let's go.
Ogvar, Caddo, you can make me a spot check, please.
Right, like rolling dice.
Well, I hope you're finding something.
How does a 12 sound?
It sounds better than a 6.
As you kind of stand up to leave Ogvar, you notice that on the table there is a small brass-coloured plaque which is being kind of roughly nailed in.
It says table 12.
And on it...
Really are in a Toby Carvery, aren't we? Yeah.
And on it are the numbers 1, 2, 4.
1, 2, and 4. Okay.
Yep.
Rightio.
Okay.
Yep, no problem. So, yeah, we'll go down to the bar. And is there anyone there?
Yes, this is a... There are three people behind the bar. Two of them are currently occupied with other patrons there, kind of drawing out ale. You can see that... While they're drawing out ale from, almost from taps, certain types, you can see that they've got these big casks, and occasionally when someone orders like a full round, they'll just shove how they carry the German Steins beer in like a kind of circular fashion? They'll shove them underneath, under a grate, and they'll just open the tap so it just pours out into the glasses and they'll just shut it off. So it fills at like 6 at once.
Okay.
So it's kind of really designed for like mass service. But there's a gentleman free at the bar. He's probably in his 40s, a bit rough looking, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Right. Hello, fella.
All right, what can I get you?
What are we after there, Ogvar? I can't remember. It was a mead, 3 ales, a glass of red wine, and do you serve cocktails?
Oh, it's been a while since someone's asked me that, but yes, we do.
Excellent. What would you recommend? What's your best cocktail? What's the thing you most like making?
Ooh, I like this. Challenge. Trying to think of...
Put the DM on the spot.
Yeah. Right, well, Shirley Avison it is.
Oh, excellent. In which case, yeah, so that's 3 ales, a mead, a glass of red wine, and a Shirley Avison, please. And a bowl of water for the dog.
Right, okay. Are you wanting to open up a tab, or do you want to just pay for it on the spot?
Are we tabbing, Ogvar? I can't remember what we're doing in these places.
I believe.
Yeah, tabbing.
Okay, so what's your table number?
What?
Table number, you know.
Well, I believe I may be able to help with this. It's 124.
Oh, good thanks. Man, there we go.
It's the one up there, on the top.
Where was that?
It's on the table.
Was it? Oh, God, I didn't see that.
So, as you're kind of having this little mini conversation, he's already written down 124, ripped off a sheet of paper, scribbled your order on it, smacked it on a spike on the wall, and he's already off making your drinks. First thing it appears is a bowl of water for your dog.
Excellent.
Pretty simple. Next thing it appears is your mead, your ales, and then he pours out the glass of wine with a bit of flair, as you do. And then the next thing you see him with a cocktail shaker, doing all the bouncing off his elbows, off his heels. He's having a great time with this. It's been a while since someone's asked him to make a cocktail. But no, this shaker is, this tumbler is spinning through the air, and he pours it with full flair, slides the glass across and pours it as he goes. There you go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's outstanding. Thank you. I didn't catch your name, fella.
I'm Greg.
Right, Greg. Right. Well, I'll find you when we need another one of these, because you clearly know how to make one of those, fellow.
Yeah,
it was quite
best
fantastic.
Best cocktail maker in Selhoff.
Noted. Noted.
There we go. Enjoy your drinks.
Super. Right. Back to the table.
How much was that? No, we haven't paid yet.
Have we? Well, we put it on the tab.
It's put on the tab, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
What did you have? I'll tot it up later.
Okay. 3 ales of mead, a glass of wine, and a Shirley Avison.
We've got a party fund.
Yeah, okay.
Surely, yes. Get an umbrella with that.
I've no idea.
A straw, a cherry or
something. I mean, I see there's fruit in it.
No, there's like a little cocktail stick in it, but the end's been carved into like the symbol of Avison.
Oh, right.
Oh, outstanding.
Oh, it's an Avison muddler. Stir it round.
Right, so we shall carry these back to the table.
Okay.
Right, who ordered what then? Esther, the glass of wine must be you, Esther. There you go.
Thank you very much.
I'm the mead.
You're the mead. Yeah, there you go. Then try and keep the bat out of it. Oh, that's 3 ales. And Arvis, this is for you.
Oh,
I don't know, you said you wanted a surprise, so I got you a surprise.
Oh, thank you. It looks... Yes.
Yeah, well, Greg enjoyed making it. Greg at the bar, you've made his day. He's not made one in years, he said.
Oh, yes, it looks very appetising. Thank you.
Well, enjoy.
Pickle sounded like he fancied
Yeah, I got to look. I know it's because I've got. I haven't put his bottle of water down yet. I'll put his water down for him. He'll be fine.
No, I think he liked the Shirley Avocet.
He's not having one of those.
Okay.
He can have his bowl of water and be grateful.
I suppose one alcoholic pet is enough. But
yeah, I'm not having my dog as bad as the bat.
It's not my fault. Don't look at me.
None of us are as bad as the bat.
Okay, so you set her down with your drinks. Arvis, she was very gingerly, picks up, takes the little stirrer, pokes it around a bit, takes a sip, and... Ooh, it's quite pleasant. Begins to happily sup away on it.
Okay. Laura's just going to nod.
Yeah. Yep. I will sit down on a stool and, join in.
Right, so we've all sold some... Well, we've put the stuff in at the guild, right?
Yep.
So, do you want to divvy that up then? Get that bit out of the way?
Yes, well,
What did we get in the end? So we've got the fireflies and the troll's head, and we've got...
All in all...
From Leopold and Mr. Marks. And
I think it was 820 from the guild, but then obviously the bit from Mr. Marks on top.
Yes.
Because the apothecary stuff needs to be delivered.
Yeah, we've not done the apothecary yet, have we?
No, we haven't done
We've
that.
Still got the sack behind the table there.
Yeah, we've dropped your sack there. We were given the sack back, so...
Well, that wasn't my sack. I believe it was yours, wasn't it?
I don't think it was mine.
Just leave it on the floor, shall we?
Yeah, she just kicks it gently under the table.
Yeah, as you kick it under the table, it quite happily slides under that one wobbly leg, which seems to pervade all kind of...
You can have your water in a minute.
Don't worry, Pickle. We'll sort you out in a moment.
It quite happily slides under this kind of wobbly leg of the table, and it actually fixes the wobbling, which is quite useful.
That's handy, Harry.
So are you gonna split up your?
Yeah, if you work, Kieran, you do your sums and work out what that'd be. You know, if you split it five ways, four ways. Eh?
Five.
Are you still all right for money?
I am quite all right, dear. You do not need to worry about me.
Well, at least we can do is replace your bow, Esther, because you.
No,
and perhaps the one that doesn't break every time you use it.
I think I'm just going to give up on the bows. I don't think they like me very much. I'm just going to stick to the sword.
Fair enough. Okay.
So, sat at the table, you divvy up what's in all of what's in your party funds. So you each get 900 gold pieces out.
Cool. Yep.
Leaving you with 600 and...
760.
No, not you. Not you.
Even all of 628.
Okay, so you've got 628 gold left in Orland in party funds.
Is that where the party funds are, in Orland?
Oh. Right, no, if they're in party funds, not in Orland.
In party funds.
Yeah,
okay. So you've divvied that all up, so you've now got some cash to spend. So I'm assuming you're all going to go out shopping.
Yay!
Yeah, is there anybody else in the guild that we recognise? It's a random question, but would there be anybody else? As Alora looks around the room, is there anybody else that is in the guild currently that she would like to
make me a spot check?
Like an attractive mushroom seller.
No, she's banned from this one.
Didn't she go back to Thralden?
Yes.
Spot check, right, okay.
I see nothing.
That's a whole eight.
Yeah. You think you see someone you recognise until you realise you're looking into a small mirror across the room and realise you're looking at yourself.
Do you start waving?
Wow, who's that attractive? I'm sure I've seen her. Oh, no, it's alright, it's me.
So, Kewin, we need to take our collection to the cathedral, I suppose.
Yes.
To hand it in. And I need an armourer to get my breastplate fixed, or I might replace it with something different depending on the cost. Are you doing armour shopping?
Yes, I'm going to change this old breastplate. You know, I'm going to get something a bit lighter, because to tell you the truth, I wasn't very stealthy.
Really? What gave that away?
I hadn't noticed.
Well,
maybe because I wasn't with you.
You know, it's not just that.
He wasn't very stealthy at all.
Well, I'll tell you what. Should we go to the armourer first, so that we're looking our best when we go and see the Cathars at the cathedral?
I think your bean can might be a bit scrap. I mean, it is looking a bit chewed up, isn't it?
Well, so if we do some shopping and then go to the cathedral.
Yes, there's no problem. I'm going to get rid of a few bits and pieces and, you know.
Right,
yes,
so
we can do that.
We're going to an armour and a cathedral. Where are you guys headed?
Well, one of us needs to take the supplies to the apothecary.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Do you want us to go to the apothecary and take those?
Well, it depends on which direction. If you're going left, I'm going right.
We'll find it, don't worry.
Okay. no, I'm just being that if it's on our way...
Well, I don't know. You go and do what you're doing. We'll take these supplies to the apothecary and we'll meet back here later.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
So, Arvis, Esther, we've left a tab behind the bar. So okay. you're very welcome to just keep drinking unless you've got stuff that you need to get done.
Well, duly noted.
Esther, I mean, you girls, you can come with us if you want to. I don't know. Do you want to come with us? Do you want to stay? What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I greatly appreciate the offer, but I think I'm going to stay here and guard the cocktails.
Oh, Arvis, are you staying for more cocktails, are you?
If that's all right.
Oh, it's fine with me. You do what you do you.
Okay, yes, I guess then.
Okay, well, do you girls... tell you what, Esther, seeing as there is a tab open, do you want to sort out rooms for us while we're gone?
Yes, of course. Cool. If I remember.
Arvis, do you need any supplies while we're out?
No, I can get them later. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay. So you all head off out the door. Are you planning on sorting out what the wagons and stuff first? No? Okay. So...
I think that's the last thing we do, because otherwise we've got to store it somewhere.
Right. So to make everything quicker, we've kind of pre-played out most of the shopping. There are a couple of little bits which we'll run through just for a bit of RP. We've pretty much pre-played out everything for you, Kewin. Mm-hmm. So Kewin, you went and you bought...
I bought a silvered masterwork bastard sword. This is going to be great fun.
Look at the size of your new chopper.
Well, you think that new chopper's good? Look at this one. I bought a great sword. Masterwork silvered.
Heavens above.
I shall get some people with that.
The size of that thing. Wow.
And I've got some new armour. It should make me move a little easier. Plus... it's got this special gem. Should take some of the damage off me when I get in the old front line. Especially if I'm using the greatsword, it might help me a little bit there.
Very shiny.
It's very shiny, but just like my personality.
Right. Can I add a visit to the sunglasses shop?
And just in case... as what happened to you, I've bought an extra chain shirt just to put in Orland to look after for me, just in case I ended up.
Well, that's where I need to get this repaired. Although I'm toying with the idea of buying some new stuff as well, because like you say, it's quite handy to have spare kit, I think.
Oh yes.
And we're going to buy a wagon, aren't we? So it's not like we're short of storage space anymore.
No. That would be very good, you know. But like I said, you know, I've got brand new and.
Where did you get it? Because I like the look of it. I'm tempted to go to the same shop.
Just up there, it's wonderful. That very nice bloke.
Brilliant. Right, but I'm heading for that shop.
Okay. So you walk in. It's a lovely armour shop. Very good quality. Very tidy. What are you doing?
Kewin, can you remember the bloke's name?
I just called him Fellow.
Fellow.
Okay. There, my good fellow. You know.
Okay. Will he recognise you? Do you think?
I should think so. It cost me a pretty penny.
Brilliant. Okay, so I shall walk boldly up to the counter.
Okay. A gentleman behind the counter. Hello there, sir.
Hello, young sir. Back again. Yes, not for me. Not for me this time. It's for this young fellow.
My friend has recommended you. He says you're very good and reasonable.
Oh, I'd like to think so.
Okay. Now, I had a small argument, and only a small argument, with a troll.
Oh.
And he did this to my kit.
Right. No.
Can you not repair that?
No.
Okay. Could you give me anything just for the base metals?
No. Yes, I can.
Yes? Okay. Okay, in which case, on the basis that repairing it looks like it's going to not really be a runner, I quite fancy, I saw a bloke back in the guild earlier wearing what looked like banded chainmail.
Right.
Do you sell that?
I sell everything. Okay, so breastplate, melted down, probably give you 20 gold.
Okay, well...
Let's say 380 for the banded mail.
Super, that's masterwork, yeah. I want the smart stuff.
Oh yes.
I want it glow. Oh, yeah. I want to glow like he does.
Oh.
Excellent. And the bloke I saw in the... He had this really big shield with spikes on it.
Right.
But I'd like the spikes to look like this. Is there any chance you can make the spikes look like that?
Okay. Right.
Perhaps four of them in the middle of the boss of the shield?
Might be a day or two, but we can probably do it.
Brilliant. How much is that going to cost me?
That will cost... 30.
30 for the shield?
30.
So we're talking 410 all in, yeah?
Yarp.
Brilliant. Excellent. In which case, I'll be back in a couple of days to pick it all up then.
Okay.
Do you need to take any measurements?
No.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Right. You're right, Kewin. He's good. He's measuring me by eye.
I told you, didn't I? He's a very nice chap.
Outstanding.
Right. That's a point. I'm sorry, but I didn't ask your name before. I just called you kind sir or fellow or what.
It's Ned.
Oh, Ned. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's a very interesting accent, Ned. Where are you from?
So off.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
It's very different from the bloke in the pub.
Well, I suppose it's a bit, he might not be true. From Selhoff.
Yeah, a guild person, actually. It could be from anybody, I suppose. Could be
from anywhere.
Yeah, anyway. Ned, do you happen to know where the cathedral is?
Yarp.
Brilliant. Is there any chance you could tell me where the cathedral is?
Yarp. Yarp. Just uphill. Won't miss it.
Okay, and... excuse my ignorance, I should know, but Bishop? Do you happen to know who the Bishop is?
Yarp. Find my notes. Bishop Gerhard Herman.
Gerhard Herman.
Lovely fellow.
He's a French fella, is he?
French.
German. Ned Armour. Okay, right, so I'll be back in 2 days for the armour, Ned.
Yarp.
Brilliant, and thanks for the advice about the bishop. We'll see you later on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right, Kewin, he's a top bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, that's a very pleasant fellow.
Brilliant, right, so I obviously need to chat to the bishop and hand in our collection. Do you need to chat to the bishop? I mean, are we supposed to be updating anybody on our progress on your quest?
It's supposed to be a bit in-house sort of thing.
I know.
So, I'm not sure. I haven't been told to tell anybody. I suppose if he mentions it to me, I might say a few things, but I haven't been told to keep going every time I went somewhere, to keep telling the...
But we weren't told to update people on our progress.
No.
Okay. Well, certainly we've got a hand in the collection. From memory... We've got a ceramic eyeball.
Yes.
Some bones.
Yes.
You never know. They might be important bones. So don't forget the bones. 18 gold pieces, 23 silver pieces, and 65 copper pieces. Is that what you've got?
Sounds about right.
Brilliant. Okay.
They weren't put into the funds, so they've been kept separate.
Brilliant. Right. Okay.
In your pouch.
Let's go find a bishop. Bishop's normally good for a bit of food and booze as well.
After safe passage, the travellers slide into Selhof. As soon as they hit the city, the group gather in the guild in order to conclude contracts, collect their coin and split the spoils. Esther made a beeline for the nearest bottle of wine, whilst Arvis consoled herself with a cocktail, which piqued the curiosity of her current companions. After some fine fare, Kewin and Caddo step out onto the streets for a spot of shopping. Ogvar and Allura, on the other hand, go about their own endeavours.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Having you as a listener means everything to us. So, whichever streaming service you choose to listen to us with, please give us a like, subscribe, and follow. We would love for you to join us on our Facebook or Twitter page, where you can catch up with all of our latest news. While you're waiting for the next episode of Secrets of the Silver City, why not pop over to our website, where you can read all of the information about this campaign, from backstories to setting. All of the links are in the bio of this episode. Join us again next week for the next instalment. Thank you for listening.